Jackson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. In a few minutes, we're going to be bringing up Bob Chapman. We have him waiting in the wings. I want to finish up real quickly here with Roger Mundy. Roger, I don't know if you want to say anything real quick about that caller. We do have another caller on the line I want to hurry up and get to.
We can debate about history. The thing is, though, It appears that Normandy was settled by Norsemen who didn't have a very good written language, and it was influenced then by the Catholicization of the Norsemen there in Normandy, and it wasn't long before by funding of the Pope, permission under him, they invaded Saxon England to establish a form of ecclesiastical law, which it's unrecognizable as ecclesiastical in many cases, especially when it's done at the point of a sword. But we have to remember that Constantine did the same thing somewhere around 300 AD.
The important thing is check out what Roger has written there. Because I don't want to get so bogged down in the past that we don't take a look at what's really going on into the present. And this thing is nasty, and everyone, I think if you look at what's documented there on the website, then you can see exactly where this thing is coming from. Real quickly, John in Tennessee.
John, hey Darren. Hi, Roger.
Hi.
Let me say this, and then I'll get to the call, the reason I called. Yeah, part of it, Darren, we do need to understand the past, because we're not understanding, I think Roger will agree, we don't understand the enemy. We don't realize exactly what this battle is. And it goes way back. In fact, it goes back to the garden. Roger, there was a talk host on RBN a few months ago that was involved in the Restore America plan, and I like Darren, had realized that it was a trap. They're telling you what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden the name changes and it becomes the Republic of the United States.
That's
well, that
right.
Sounds great.
There you go.
Until you take those letters and the TROUS and you do the translation and you find out that a trow is also a trap. It's a
my goodness.
Trap. It's a pit in the ground it's a conical shaped pit with a spear in the middle. It's also a trap.
Mm-hmm.
Now when I brought this to the attention of the host on RBN, he became irate. Basically was no longer my friend. I'm not saying that the majority of people that are involved in this, Roger, are good folks. They're sincere.
Mm-hmm.
They're God-fearing.
It's a leadership.
They're willingly
leadership.
Ignorant, and they're taking themselves into a deeper captivity than we're in right now.
All right, we have a break. We'll finish up.
Thanks for taking the call, Darren.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate it.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Roger, I want to thank you for being with us. Real quickly, did you have anything else that you want to say in the way of a parting shot?
Only a couple things. One is the last caller says none of us understand who these people are and so forth, right? And then he says the people who signed this are willfully ignorant. Well, I'd say that's a judgment that it's not ours to make, that many of us are not willfully ignorant, yet we still, even in his admission, almost all of us don't know the real matrix of what's going on here, and it's certainly not out of willfulness. And then the other thing is, too, I would just point the researchers to check the other connections of the bishops of Spiritist Church to High Masonry and Catholic orders, and you will find astounding linkages between all these various aspects and mind control, and this is the enemy, and this is his techniques, and once again, there's another trap set and a pit now apparently. So,
I appreciate that. Now, if people want to contact Roger, you can get a hold of him through me. Right now, there's no way to do that. I'm going to be setting him up an email account here very soon, so that he can check it at his leisure when he's able to do that. So if you have any correspondence you'd like to say, just send it to me, radio@governamerica.com. When we get his email up, we'll forward it to his account. But thank you so much for your work, Roger, and for what you've done. I appreciate you hanging around for a little longer, and I'm going to let you go now so that we can get to Bob Chapman.
Okay, all right.
Thank you. God bless you.
Bless you too, sir.
All right, folks, a lot going on, busy program. But we see the dollar now has plunged to a 2.5-year low. This is reported by the Financial Times. In the meantime, we have the jobless numbers coming out. The jobless claims, according to the Financial Times, up above 400,000 people. We talked about that last week. The number has continued to go up. It's hovered around 400,000. They say the number of people claiming unemployment benefits stayed above 400,000 for the second week in a row, according to the latest U.S. Labor Department figures. First-time claims for jobless benefits did fall by 13,000, they say, to 403,000 in the week ending April 13th, down from an upwardly revised 416,000 the week before. In the meantime, we have the housing market still in the doldrums. We have inflation everywhere, runaway inflation, ladies and gentlemen. McDonald's just announced that they were going to have to be raising their prices here very soon because food inflation is a big problem for them. They can't hold on any longer. So let's talk about some of this with Bob Chapman. Of course, most of you are very familiar with Bob. He is the publisher of the International Forecaster. He had his own brokerage firm for many, many years. I think he was serving like 60,000 clients or something like that. Maybe it's 6,000? I don't know. How many clients were you serving back when you retired there, Bob?
We had 6,000.
Okay, 6,000. I kind of exaggerated the figure a little bit. But
well, that's okay.
That's a lot of people anyway.
Well, the average broker has 200 or 300.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So that's incredible that you had that kind of clientele. But,
well,
you know,
I did a lot of conferences, and I was doing a lot of television at that time as well as radio. And so it built up.
Yeah, well, it's good to have you back here on Govern America. You know, before we start here with getting into a lot of the, you know, the inflation and what have you, speaking of inflation, actually, this Japan earthquake, we haven't had you on since that happened. You know, when that happened, I started seeing a lot of people talking about how Japan, of course, holds a lot of the U.S. treasuries. And there was speculation that they were going to dump the U.S. debt that they were holding in favor of rebuilding their economy. Now, apparently that is not happening. The Bank of Japan is continuing to inflate their money supply to work on rebuilding, and really we haven't really seen any major rebuilding take place yet because we're still in the middle of the whole crisis right now. But what do you see happening? I mean, what are your thoughts on this whole thing, and how is it going to affect, you know, maybe the global economy and particularly the U.S. dollar? You have any thoughts on that?
Oh, sure. Well, first of all, we'll just stick to the economic aspects. The damage that was done is going to, and we've seen signs of it slowing down the Japanese companies. Exports, things are going to be difficult for them. For how long remains to be seen, but there will be a slowing, and I think we're looking at 3 to 6 months, maybe longer, for the bigger companies. And as you probably know, the big companies in Japan, the same companies that ran things during the 20s and 30s. Very little changed after the war because of the defeat. You know, the same Mitsubishi, which built the Zero fighter plane, is now shipping everything it can think of and has been for years to the United States. And these are still the old monopolies. And so with that said, we're going to have a slowdown, but I don't think it's going to be of terrific proportions. Some people are bending it out of sight, and I don't think that that's going to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to be as bad as they say. It's my suspicion, and you have to, in order to think the way I do, believe that most of the things that the United States government, the Federal Reserve, tell the American people are bogus and false. And I believe that 3 weeks ago, when the G7 decided that they would devalue the value of the yen, something else went on. They took the yen from 76 to 86. That's down. They reduced its value by about 13-14%. In the interim, since then, the yen has reappreciated. It closed at 81.78 on Thursday. And that's okay. But it's my suspicion that the Japanese were sellers of U.S. Treasuries. And I think that the G7 were the buyers. And I think that the U.S. engineered it. And the reason they did, they didn't want any more pressure in the Treasury market than they've already got. Because they're buying 83% of the Treasuries right now. And, of course, that changes from day to day, but the point is it's lots and lots. And I think they made a deal with the other central banks, holding them financially harmless, just to get them to take down that paper. And the question is, how much do they sell? There's really no way of knowing until the numbers come out 2 or 3 months from now. But my guess is they sold about $50 billion. And the Japanese have said it's going to cost $309 billion to fix their problem, which is a reconstruction, et cetera. I have put the figure between $500 billion and a trillion. And I think that's more realistic. And how are they going to fund that? Well, you talked about increasing the money supply. And yes, they can do that, and probably have. And then you also have to look at the abilities and advantages that they have. Japanese debt is colossal, 253% over GDP. And what's normal? 30 or 40. What's bad? 90 to 120. Greece is about 150 right now. United States is about 100. They're approaching 100. So they've got this big debt put on in the last 20 years while they were in depression. And the only reason they didn't go down is because they couldn't curb that debt. And they had a wide open market in the U.S. and then eventually China and Asia. The problem here for Japan is not the same as the United States. And you say, well, what is their problem? The problem is the rebuilding, the strong yen, which is caused by their virtually zero interest rates. And on the other hand, where are they going to get the money? They have a thing in Japan called the postal savings system. And that's where a lot of people put their money. And usually for retirement. And that's where the money came in the last 20 years to do what they've had to do to offset the deflationary depression which they were in. And so they can borrow more from there. How much? Probably $200 billion. I think they can float yen bonds. They get no external debt whatsoever. There's some bonds out there, but inconsequential. So if they borrowed $200 billion in the market, nobody would think anything of it, and it would be subscribed to. And then you've got U.S. Treasuries. So let's say that the bill comes to $600 billion, and they sell $200 billion worth of treasuries, of which maybe they already sold $50 billion.
Okay.
So that's where it's all going to come from.
Yeah. All right, let's take the break. We'll be back here in a moment, folks. We're visiting with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Don't go away.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
All right, we're back. I'm visiting with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, and his website is theinternationalforecaster.com or intforecaster.com, and it's linked up with ours at Govern America. Bob, we were talking about the Japan thing before the break, so I take it then you're not buying into the pundits that say that they're just going to be paying for their recovery, the rebuilding, through inflation and, the printing of money through the Bank of Japan. In other words, they are going to be dumping U.S. treasuries if they're not already.
Well, I think in part, yes. And they're going to need a lot more money than they're admitting to. Mm-hmm. But that's normal among politicians. Two parties, and particularly one, have run the country since the Second World War, and that was a deal that was cut at the end of the war by the players involved. And I think people have to understand the evolution of Japanese manufacturing and culture since the Second World War. And I think they'd better understand where the Japanese are coming from. They're still sort of captive to U.S. interests, and they do just about everything that they're told. And there's a good reason for that. They cut a very good deal at the end of the Second World War. Everything they stole from Asia, they got to keep half of it, and the CIA, which at that time was the OSS, got to keep the other half of it. And they were allowed to continue to function. The only thing that happened was Tojo was hung, and the emperor had to give up his place as emperor of Japan. And with all the damage they caused, that wasn't very much. And so things are not the way they seem to be, and very, very few people in America understand Japanese or Chinese cultures. They just don't. I'm not an expert at it, but I know they're distinctly different in their approach to business and to life as well.
Mm. Yeah, I want to move on here because we've seen in the past week, I think it was Monday, the S&P downgrading the United States ratings, credit ratings outlook. I guess they left the AAA status in place, but they downgraded the outlook to negative. Many would argue that this is way overdue, and certainly just amounts, I don't know, looks like kind of a slap on the hand, but still it's a huge step, because it's the first sign that the cracks are starting to form. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, you got to look at S&P's background. Essentially, they're business extortionists. They write a report in your company, and if you don't pay for it, you got a problem. I used to know a man who was the president of that company some years ago, and that's really what they do. And, of course, I was in the brokerage business and around it for over 50 years, so mm-hmm. I got a pretty good idea what goes on inside companies. They also were the firm, along with Moody's and Fitch, which gave tremendously bogus ratings, pure fraud, with the CDS and the MBS, which were the bonds which contained mortgages. And they gave them AAA ratings, and they were BBB. And that's the difference between being a 10 and a 4. And so people were led astray by those. I think there's more to it than that, but the point is this. They collaborated and conspired with the banks and the major brokerage firms to sell that toxic waste all over the world, 60% of which went to Europe. So they're part of the problem. That's why I outlined that. So you can see they're not good guys.
Right.
Now, the reason they did what they did is that there's a hue and cry internationally as well as domestically in regard to the deficit, $1.6 or $7 trillion annually, if you can believe that. And so they got a cut. And so they troop out Mr. Ryan and a couple of Democrats, and they're going to cut Social Security and Medicare, the second and third highest items on the agenda for fiscal spending. Never occurred to them that people like me paid into Social Security since
right.
I was 13 years old. And all of the money that went in there from the very first payment from Social Security into the general fund was misappropriated. That started with FDR, who started the program. Medicare, I pay in every month and have ever since I became involved in it, 65 years old, which was 10 years ago. And incidentally, I've never made a claim, but I'm very happy about that in as much as I've never been ill. So this is what they want to rip apart. Now, the highest item, 26.3%, is a thing called military spending.
There you go.
So the reason that S&P did what they did, and this is called psychological warfare, is to cast aspersion upon this terrible deficit, and how are we going to have austerity to solve that problem?
All right, we got to put the bottom of the hour.
They don't tell you it's specifically Medicare and Social Security, but they allude to it.
Okay, we'll be right back here, folks. Stay with us with Bob Chapman.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is Governor America. I'm Darren Weeks, visiting with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, theinternationalforecaster.com, www.theinternationalforecaster.com. And if you'd like to call in, by the way, the phone number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I don't know if we finished up with the S&P downgrading their ratings outlook for the United States, Bob. You were talking a little bit about how they're the solution of the government was to basically raid all these social programs that we people have paid into for many years, Social Security being just one of them. But you also mentioned the complicity or the role that these credit rating agencies had with the mortgage crisis. And I wanted to touch on that as well. By the way, I wanted to say real quickly that your Wednesday newsletter was one of the best, I think, that you've done. That I've read, you really
put it in real good terms exactly what, you know, the challenges that we face here in this country. It's incredible. All the bases, all the dots that you connected there. So I just wanted to give you those kudos. What is the status of the mortgage crisis right now? Where do we find ourselves as far as the MERS database? You write in your newsletter about the shadow inventory that the housing, you know, basically they're cooking the books. These banks are cooking the books, saying that they have more than they do. Can you address some of that?
Well, the United States government, the Bank for International Settlements, and the FASB, which is an accounting organization, have all said it's okay for them to keep two sets of books. The bad books are going to work off over 50 years, which is ridiculous. And if you took the debts, debits, and the credits and put them together, they'd all be bankrupt. And, of course, the Federal Reserve, which is owned by the banks, has allowed them to borrow money, which the Federal Reserve created out of thin air, and at virtually nothing. And then they go out and leverage it, maybe 50 or 100 to 1, and they don't get inside information. They create it, and so they go out with a license to steal. I mean, I was a professional trader for 25 years of the 29 years I was a broker. Mm-hmm. And I owned my own firm many of those years. And as a trader, I know that you can't go, now this is three major banks, you can't go 90 days without having a one day of losing trades. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. And so they've taken this leverage, they've made a lot of money because of this inside position, if you may, and of course, the people who are running the firms are getting bonuses and being paid outrageous, hundreds of millions of dollars, outrageous amounts of money. And so that is how they've continued to keep the system going. QE1 was to do that. QE2 was to bail out the government because other governments told them, look, we can't do this any longer. So they're buying 83% of the Treasury and agency paper. For those who don't know, agencies are Fannie, Freddie, Ginny, FHA. And what's going to happen in the future? Which brings us to, are we going to have QE3? Of course we are. The whole thing will collapse without it. Are they going to call it QE3? Of course not. They're going to call it something else. And they won't even tell you about it until they have to. And so, yes, that's what's going to continue. What's the flip side of that? Right now, real inflation is around 9.5% or 10%. And the government calls it at 1.9, which is ludicrous. And that's going to get worse because a big component in there is rental of homes, and that's going up by about 15%. And so what are we going to have for inflation by the end of the year? Oh, I think it's going to be 18%. Excuse me, 14%. And I think that's just for QE1 and stimulus 1. In the pipeline is QE2 and stimulus 2. What's that going to do? It'll take it up to 25-30%. And if we have a QE3, it's not going to be helped, I don't think, by stimulus 3, because I don't think Congress would dare approve another $850 billion being shoved into the economy when they're supposed to be going through an austerity program and cutting up Social Security and Medicare, but not the military-industrial complex. And so I think that the Fed is going to have to create, instead of $1.7 trillion like they did over the last two, we'll call them sagas, they're going to have to create $2.5 trillion, and they will. And then we're going to have 50% inflation 2.5-3 years down the line. And that should bring hyperinflation. And that's where we're headed with this whole thing. Now, they can stop it anytime they want. All they have to do is stop creating money.
Right.
And they may very well do that. It all depends on what their plan is. I know right now the talk radio alternative radio,
mm-hmm.
and the internet is killing them. We're breathing down their necks like a fire-breathing dragon, and they don't know what to do. Kissinger, Brzezinski, and Soros had a meeting just recently.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that.
And they discussed it. And if they don't get on their horses, they're not only going to be exposed, they're going to get wiped out. And they know it. And they know, they listen to every program I'm on. And I tell them, we're going to get you, and it's not going to be Mr. Nice Guy this time.
Let's go to the phones. We have Lee in Georgia. By the way, folks, if you want to call in, you're welcome to do so. 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And Lee, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Weeks. Thanks for taking my call twice in one show. I didn't know that Mr. Chapman was going to be on the show this morning. I have a question, Mr. Chapman. First of all, I want to apologize for the other day when I called you Peter. I don't know what I was thinking about, but I wanted to apologize for that. Me and some buddies here, we believe it was 2009, we started investing in gold and silver as we could afford, whichever we could afford that particular month or whatever. And we're slowly learning by listening to people like you and John and Peter and Mr. Bennett and others. We've been learning about this, and we've been investing, you know, buying physical silver. And we've been watching the charts every day. We check to see how things are working. And I have two questions. The first one is, we've been watching on Kitco.com. That's the only chart that we're aware of. Of course, there's also another one that we looked at, which is Precious Metals Financial. And we're a little bit confused because I've got both charts up right now. If we look at on Kitco, it shows, as of closing yesterday, up 8 cents to 46.68. But if you go to Precious Metals Financial, it shows it up to 47.75, which is 148. Above what it was Thursday. Now, what got our attention, and we went back and we looked at the charts over the past 10 years on silver, for example, and one of the things that we noticed is yesterday, as we were watching, it almost, on the Kitco chart, looks like it literally flatlined all day long, and we've not been able to find anyone who says that they've ever seen this. And what we're wondering is, have you ever seen where it's just been like almost a virtual flat line all day long? And if so, what happened after that? Where do you see this going? The second question is...
Okay, hold on before your second question. Let's get his response to the first.
I never look at Kitco's charts.
Okay, well, that was...
I don't look at any charts. Except long-term ones.
Okay.
And the reason why is the markets are manipulated. And you can't use charts. People are saying right now when silver gets to 50, there'll be great resistance. And my question is, from whom? I've been at this game over 50 years. Who is buying silver at the top at 48 on the close in 1980?
Mm-hmm.
Probably some people. And are they waiting to get out of this even? No. Because they were 55 to 60 years old. That was their average age. And now you know where they are? They're dead.
Okay.
So if that's the case, how are they going to be sellers? Absolutely ludicrous. There is no resistance in silver. When it gets to 55 or 60, which I expected to do in the next couple of weeks. And incidentally, I was a buyer on Thursday. I'm a fundamentalist. And I think that JPM and HSBC are going to have to default in one way or another.
Okay.
Three options. Partial default for cash. Them offering 25 to 50 cents on the dollar, because they say that's all we got. Second possibility is a total default.
Mm-hmm.
The third possibility is the Federal Reserve steps in and pays the bill. in cash because nobody got any silver. They've already admitted that. Now, what is it going to cost? I have a close here in the May month, which is the most traded outside month, and it closed at 46.69, up 222 on the day. Yes, I understand it's trading at 47.75 in the after access market. Why? Because there's no silver on. Why? Because all the pros know they've got JPM and HSBC hung out to dry. And what they've been doing is totally illegal, but the CFTC allows them to do that because they're in on it. The whole thing is rigged. Now, what's going to happen after that? Well, if there's a default, the pits will be closed on the futures market in silver, maybe gold, too. The gold and silver options will be worthless. The derivatives will be worthless. And who's holding piles of them? SLC, SLV, and GLD. They're going to take a terrible pasting if they even stay in business. And incidentally, they were set up by the U.S. government. If they even stay in business, and that may not be the case. On the other hand, if the Fed steps in and pays the bill, which right now is $90 billion, and the 55 to 60 bucks on silver, the bill is $140 billion.
Oh.
I'm sure the American public's going to love paying that to bail out the banks again.
Ouch.
And there may be some great consternation. As far as Kitco's concerned, I wouldn't even look at anything they did because I've had great suspicions about their thought process and what they're doing in relation to the U.S. government for years. You can draw your own conclusions.
Okay. The only reason why we watch the charts from day to day is we want to see what it's trading at, you know, what it's trading at every day. But my second question was going to be, is a Kitco a daily chart of what it's trading at that you would recommend, or is there another chart where we can follow how it's doing from day to day? Is there a chart that you recommend?
I'm not a close follower, so the answer is I don't know if there's another chart, and I wouldn't waste my time looking at Kitco's chart because their figures are so out of whack all the time. And their spokesman is John Nadler, who has been wrong every single time he's made a projection in the last 5 years. And he's the antithesis of higher gold and silver prices and sound money. Now, does that sound logical to you for a firm that's selling gold and silver to people?
No, not really. Okay, well,
I don't think so. Incidentally, they threatened me with a lawsuit 5 or 6 years ago, and let them.
Okay. Well, what would
I
you
mean, they really don't want to get into it with me, because I can get pretty nasty. I don't care about money. And when you're 75 years old, where I'm going, they don't use money.
I understand. My grandpa used to always say, I don't care what kind of wealth you build in this life, in the afterlife, it does you absolutely no good.
So I guess your question, Lee, would be, you know, to Bob, is how can we gauge what the overall prices are of these metals, or, you know, is there some way we can get a grasp as to, I guess, what we should be paying for them?
Well, you look at the outside month. You get a spot month. Right now, it's April in silver. And it trades fleetingly, not very active.
Okay.
And it usually trades lower than the outside price. But lately, there's been a lot of backwardation, which means the spot price has been higher than the outside price. And why? Because people are trying to take delivery, and they can't get it. And they have to pay a premium to do that. Now, the real month, the real trading month right now, is May, and that's a couple of weeks away. The May contracts are going to be large for delivery. They don't have the silver. They just switched a whole bunch of silver into the registered category, which can be used to meet orders, so to speak. Scotia just said they don't have any silver. And one of the biggest silver players in the world, we'll call them. When this happens, when there's a capitulation by JPM and HSBC, even if the Fed steps in and pays the bill, there's not going to be an awful lot of people in the futures market because they're going to say, gee, I did this so I can take delivery of silver or gold 6 months or a year from now, and I can't do that. So why should I get involved? The cash market's going to be where it's at.
Okay. Well, as far as following from day to day to see what silver or gold is trading at, would you say Precious Metals Financial would be a good site?
Well, you know, I watch the tape on CNBC.
Okay, and let's
good
take a break, guys. We'll be back here in just a moment. Stay with us, folks. Final segment, straight ahead.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a one-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
All right, it's amazing how fast the time goes, Bob, but I wanted you to go ahead and plug your newsletter, and I guess if you had anything else to say, respond to Lee, you could do that. I do have another
okay.
call on the line if we get time. Go
okay,
ahead.
The international forecast is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. Published by an email on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Runs around 40 pages each time. Have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. Everything that you need to know every week is in that publication. Get a free introductory copy. Go to theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com, or to www.intforecaster.com. That's intforecaster.com. If you have a question, we answer everyone, or you want a free copy, or you want our latest recommendations in gold and silver shares, email us at Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com, Bob, at intforecaster.com. For those of you who want to call toll-free, 877-479-8178, that's 877-479-8178. You can get a free introductory copy there. They have a special on a one-year free subscription. Take a look at it. It's a terrific deal.
All right, very good. Now,
and as far as answering, I think we've answered the gentleman's questions. It's just too hard to use charts. If you want to watch the feed, just watch the top of the CNBC, and you'll stay up with it all day. And I do that while I'm doing programs. I do 7-8 programs every day.
All right, very good. Final caller for the hour, Art in PA. Art, go right.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Here's a quick question.
You'll have to be brief.
I was looking at working with some people that are bidding on federal contracts. And labor inflation rates for federal contracts for 2010 was 3%. The interesting thing was they won and were awarded federal contracts with labor inflation rates of 15% a year from 2011 to 2017. That means they plan to depreciate the dollar then by 75%. So in 2017, the dollar would be worth a quarter of what it is now. What are the best strategies, if that's the fact? You know, what's the impact to us? What are the best investment strategies to deal with that?
Well, there's only one investment strategy as far as I'm concerned, and that's in gold and silver, coins, bullion, and shares. There is no other. As far as your business is concerned, just make sure you're covering yourself by getting those large estimates of coming inflation. And if you do that, you'll be protected.
All right. I thank you for that. My concern is I think the government's already planned this. You know, what their financial plan is going after 2017 is to depreciate the dollar down to 25 cents.
I think you're right. You know, and I'll tell you another thing. The dollar is very weak now. It's approaching 74 in the USDX. It'll probably get down and test 71.18 and turn around and go back up again. Not too far, but back up again, because I think five or six of these countries in Europe are going upside down. I think the euro is going to go the way of the doo-doo bird, and I think there's going to be real problems over there. So you're looking at 146 on the euro right now. You could be looking at 118, and you could be looking at the USDX back around 80 again, but it's all temporary.
All right, thank you, Art. Appreciate the call. We are flat out of time. Thank you so much, Bob, for being with us once again.
I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
All right, very good.
Okay, bye-bye.
TheInternationalForecaster.com. That's TheInternationalForecaster.com. Thank you so much, folks, for being with us. Appreciate all the calls. Not sure what we're going to be doing yet next week, but we ask you to join us again next week here on Govern America. And in the meantime, we have Phil Pozderek up next on the network, Positively Unconstitutional. We'll be back next week, folks. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. Check out that information that Roger put up on the website that we have up there about the Restore America plan. Highly encourage you to check that out. Very important stuff. GovernAmerica.com is the website. GovernAmerica.com. And pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. And we'll be back next week.